This is Wild About Utah.
In 1928, Elmer Cook, a rancher in Hagerman, Idaho, noticed an interesting bone sticking out of a hillside on his land overlooking the Snake River. Intrigued, he started to dig around and discovered it was a fossilized bone, and there were plenty more just like it. Elmer alerted the National Smithsonian Museum, who sent out a team. This team determined the bones were ancestors of the modern horse. They were 3.5 million years old. In the end, after digging into the hillside for 2 years, they took over 200 fossils, including 12 complete horse skeletons, back to Washington, D.C. My own fascination with horse fossils actually began a few years ago when I was giving tours at the Utah Museum of Natural History in Salt Lake City. A fossil hunter near Kemmerer, Wyoming, had been quite surprised to find a small mammal while digging through layers of fossilized fish in an ancient seabed. This skeleton is now also in the Smithsonian Museum in D.C., but the Utah Museum owns a copy. When giving tours, I always pause my group as we entered the dinosaur floor. "I'm going to pull a whole horse out of here," I'd say, as I pulled a sliding drawer out of a chest with a flourish. It was a fully grown horse about the size of a small dog, 24 inches long and 20 inches high. It was over 50 million years old. In that time, the Intermountain West was a lush, swampy place. Fierce predators like the Utah raptor roamed the land, and the mammals that survived were small and stayed hidden in the dense forests. Over the next 50 million years, the dinosaurs went extinct and the terrain dried out. The Hagerman horse, the one dating back 3.5 million years, stood about 4.5 feet high. Most notably, it now stood on 4 hooves. The 3 toes of the Kemmerer horse had evolved into a single dominant toe, perfectly adapted to running away from predators over dry terrain. Unfortunately, this remarkable adaptation was not enough to save the horse. The horse went extinct in the Americas, along with other large mammals like the mammoth and the giant sloth, about 10,000 years ago. It was the Spanish conquistadors that reintroduced the horse to North America. When Hernan Cortes and his 200 soldiers landed in Mexico in 1519, they brought 16 horses with them. Over time, some of the Spaniards' horses got away to form wild herds, and others fell into the hands of the Native Americans. This summer, I made a small archaeological pilgrimage into Idaho to see the Hagerman fossil beds, now a national monument. In the newly opened visitor center, I found a life-size replica of the Hagerman horse. As I stood next to it, admiring its shapely hoof, I remembered one more remarkable fact about the horse. The bows, now used to play violins, are made from horsehair. It takes 5 horsetails to make a violin bow, and to this day, absolutely nothing has been found that makes the strings of the violin sing as sweetly. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.